from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, trees and multiforms, it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to put you to sleep, patrons. You support it and you enable me and you make it possible. Thanks so much. But this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, with just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead, start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answer to those questions are yes. Yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show. If it was missing from my life, I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need to eat my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now if the answer is yes to those questions. So we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. All right, everybody. It is time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. This is one part of the podcast, and we need you to hear it. It's where I pop my peas, if you please. I thank the listeners who supported our sponsors, because I know so many of you get so much out of this ad-supported feed that is free to everybody. So you might want to do a finger clap along, since you're maybe already in bed or winding down. And I want to thank Melanie, who supported ZocDoc. Use that ZocDoc app, which is free. ZocDoc.com/sleepdown. download that ZocDoc app. Melanie was looking for a new doctor, looking for someone for primary care, and use that ZocDoc app. So easy to find somebody. And then let ZocDoc know about it. Let me know about it. Melanie used our link. Thank you, Melanie. All right. If you want to be on, if you want to hear, would you love to hear your name here on the Sleepy Supporter Zone? Support a sponsor. Take a free trial. Take that Helix quiz. And then let the sponsor know about it. Tag them. Tag me on social media is the best way, because then they say, wow, people really love this podcast. We really do get a lot out of supporting Sleep With Me. It is important to people. That's what your action does. And then they stick around and everybody gets to benefit by you. That's why I take the time to thank people, and I do it in an excited way so I can be here for you for free. So yeah, tag the sponsor, tag me, fill out the form at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. Thanks, everybody. The second part of the Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need right now. There's links to resources, including international resources that you could connect with, including right now. It's also about being a part of a community, being a part of positive change. It's not just saying Black Lives Matter. It's not just saying Stop AAPA. It's not just saying support Ukraine. It's taking action, learning more, and then taking action. And you, if you listen to these, you know, I heard about Hand in Hand from RBG. It was one of her favorite charities. And it's never been a more important time to support organizations like Hand in Hand right now. You know, it started with only 50 children in 1998, and Hand in Hand now has 6 campuses and thousands of Jewish and Arab students. And Hand in Hand's motto is, partnership is the only way forward. Together we learn, together we hurt, together we support. And you could support Hand in Hand. You could use the link in our resources or go to handinhandk12.org to support the work they're doing. Because if you're listening to this, you know how important that work is. Also, there's other organizations we're supporting in our show notes. So use those links. And be a part of. Let me know about it. Thank you so much. Mystery Bard, a lot of people work really hard on this show. Who are they?
Posty poster song.
Sounds like a near fall.
Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes too.
Carl W. The Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer.
Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bard.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story and
I'll make it personal.
You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud that we could dance. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna like banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mr. Bard. Don't forget, we've launched Sleep With Me Plus by the time you're hearing this. And if you're not in a position to support the show and you don't want to miss out on Sleep With Me Plus and all it has to offer, sign up for our referral program. And as you refer people to the program, you could get access to Sleep With Me Plus, to ad-free episodes and story-only episodes. And you could do that at sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer. That's R-E-F-E-R. sleepwithmepodcast.com/refer, or use the link in our show notes. What do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever is keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in time or temperature or schedule. So anything on your mind that you're thinking about, anything you're feeling or coming up for you emotionally, or physical sensations, but also, you know, you might work a second or third shift, you might be on call, you might have, you know, might have a lot of other stuff going on. Whatever it is, I'm here to take your mind off of that and help you fall asleep. And the way I'm going to do it is I'm going to create a safe place. I'm going to smooth it, this safe place. I'm going to pat it. I'm going to rub it down. I'm going to say safe place. I'm making the motion with my hands of smoothing and patting. Just like it was a cushiony safe place. And we have plenty of play. You say, well, I prefer a softer. I say, oh boy, I guess. So you want soft, medium, firm, soft and firm. I got it all. You say, whether you prefer soft serve, hard serve, gelato, yogurt, we got a safe place that metaphorically fits the bill. If you have a bill, like you're a duck based being, like you're like related to Howard the Duck or, you know, something else, we have plenty of places that are comfortable bill, you know, bills or no bill, you know, you say, okay, I got a bill. I'm a platypus. They say, well, you're in the right place because I got a holy mackerel. So whatever it is, the way I establish it, though, is what I really do is I send my voice across the deep, dark night. I use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, which you've already heard. And you might be not sure about the creaky, dulcet tones. So give it a try. I'm going to also use, have pointless meanders, whatever those are called, pre-words, before words were formulated, back in the, most of my brain is primordial soup. It's been identified recently. And so some of my words are primordial words. That's not a root, is it? It's more like a, and I'd say, no, it's like clumps of dirt. Like, I don't even have, some of my words are not based on any roots. They're just, stuff like that. Primordial words, or word fragments, I guess, in this case. Pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. I go off topic all the time. But all that is to kind of take your mind off stuff and help you fall asleep. Now, if you're new, quite a few things I want to let you know about to establish some rapport, if possible, and to start the process of me earning your trust, because that's really what my job is as bedtime storyteller. And this is asking you to participate in something that's a little bit different. So that's a few things. You know, one, if you're skeptical or doubtful or unsure about this podcast or my voice or my manner, that is totally normal. I would say 95% of regular listeners had the same reaction you're having now. Because you might say, what's a creaky dulcet tone? Or you might say, how are you going to put me to sleep? Or when are you going to get to the point? Or what are you up to? Are you sure you know what primordial soup is or fragments or what? And I say, no, not really. I'm not sure about really anything except for my intention, which I'll kind of run through in a second. But first, I got to go off topic. Well, I got to kind of stay on topic. So if you're doubtful, give the show a few tries. That's what millions of listeners have said. Well, it took two or three tries before I got used to the podcast. So you could just kind of see how it goes. Also, the podcast is not best. It's best consumed loosely or out of focus or barely listening. This is one of the few podcasts you don't need to listen to. You know, they have this thing called active listening. Then you can have pretend active listening where you're kind of listening to something. In Sleep With Me's case, it's almost like reflective listening. You say, well, my brain's not necessarily calculating what you're saying, but I know your words are reflecting off my eardrums. So kind of just see how it goes, but you don't need to pay too much attention. Or if you're kind of waiting and wondering when things are going to get started, they probably will get barely started at some point. But it's going to take a while because this is just, that's just part of the show, which I'll explain in more detail in a second. But the other thing is now there's every day there feels like there's more and more sleep podcasts or sleep solutions. And believe it or not, you know, I've been doing this show since 2013. This podcast is not really meant to put you to sleep. It's more here to keep you company as you fall asleep. My purpose is more to take your mind off of stuff so you can fall asleep, like to kind of clear off the old, clear off that thing and say, hey, you pay attention to me instead of paying attention to your brain, the old, the more feisty parts of your brain that come up at bedtime. or feelings or physical sensations. I'm here to distract you and keep you company. Be your boyfriend, your boar bae, your boar cuz, your boar sib, your boar bestie. You know, if you're in San Diego, boar bruh, or, you know, wherever, if you're, you know, out there on, you know, somewhere else where, so that's my job, is to keep you company as you drift off. Another thing that can throw new people off is the idea that the podcast is structured very differently. So our show starts off with a welcome, ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, so that everybody knows they're welcome, they're seen. And my goal is to treat you all with dignity and respect. Then we have business, and that's how we're just able to, that's just the reality to bring you the show for free. And there's maybe, I don't know, just somewhere between 2 and 8 minutes of business. Then there's an intro, which is around 12 to 20 minutes long. Sometimes people feel like that's business too, but it's really, there's no business. I guess I'm in no business of doing podcast intros, because our intro, you know, most intros you'd say, well, shouldn't an intro be like 2 minutes? And shouldn't you just get to the point? And I'd say, well, not necessarily. In a sleep podcast, what I've discovered is the intro gives you a chance to wind down. Now, there is 2% of listeners that skip ahead straight to the story. And then there's a couple thousand listeners that support the show on Patreon and listen to story-only episodes. But other than that, like whatever, the other couple hundred thousand people listen to the intro. And the way that kind of works is that the idea of the intro is that as you become a regular listener, you see what works for you. But the intro is kind of supposed to be part of your wind down routine, or that's what I discovered. So some people start it as they're getting ready for bed and they're starting their wind down routine or their bedtime routine or their skincare routine or stretching or journaling or knitting, you know, petting animals, doodling, quiet sitting. So you could kind of see, or some people start it when they get into bed and they're just getting comfortable and letting the day drift away. So the intro is your runway. For regular listeners, it's new because every intro is different, but it's also familiar because my attempt to make the intro make sense is like it's happened whatever, almost 900 times now. So then after the intro, there'll be some business. Then we'll talk about an episode of Doctor Who, a David Tennant episode. And if you don't watch Doctor Who, or you're a super fan, or you never even heard of it, or you're worried about spoilers, don't worry. My recap will be very sleepy, and it might not make any sense to anybody. I mean, I'm sure even, I don't think I could confuse the doctor. I think the doctor would be able to figure, the doctor would probably just, I think me and the doctor would get along pretty good. You see, which doctor would you get along with best, Scoots? And I'd say, well, they're all pretty cool, but, well, I'm not covering Jodie Whittaker's doctor, you know, maybe, we could see, what was I saying? Sorry, I'm blushing now. Oh, but so what was I saying? Oh, this podcast doesn't make any sense. Oh, so we'll talk about Doctor Who, but in a very indirect way. And then there's some thank yous at the end of the show. So that's the structure of the show. You don't need to listen to it. No pressure to fall asleep. Now, the reason I make the show is because I've been there and I know how it feels in the deep, dark night, tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep. All those things happen for me. Waking up super early, waking up, you know, all that stuff I'm familiar with and I know how it feels and I don't want that for you. Or in some sense, I just don't want the dread that comes with that. I want to be able to create a situation where sleep with me becomes part of a routine with other cool stuff that, you know, might looking at flowers or looking, you know, maybe you do some flower pressing or leaf pressing or something. And you start listening to sleep with me and you say, okay, well now at bedtime, I know I'm going to do some stretching, some quiet sitting. I'm going to get out my waxed paper and look or press a leaf or press a flower or look at a pressed leaf from, you know, the autumn, and I'm going to listen to Scoots. That's not half bad. So it kind of interrupts that bedtime dread. The other reason I make the show is because I know, like, not only do I know how it feels, but I believe you deserve a good night's sleep. And it might be harder for you to believe that. I mean, believe me, I know, but I believe that. I know that. I don't believe it. I know you deserve a good night's sleep. And I also know our world will be a better place if you have a little bit of rest. If there's a little bit more rest and rested people in there, people are going to flourish. So that's my goal. I just do it a little bit differently. So the main advice regular listeners give is give it a few tries and just see how it goes. There's really nothing to lose except for a little bit of time. Now, some of you might already know that you don't like the show or you don't enjoy me, and that's cool too. I do have a site, sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou. You could check out as well. But I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you found your way to the show. I really hope, I work really hard because I really want to help you fall asleep. So again, I appreciate you coming by, and I hope I can help you fall asleep. And here's a couple of ways we're able to bring you this podcast for free. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts or feelings, physical sensations, changes in time or temperature. So things that might be on your mind or things you're feeling or experiencing physically or emotionally coming up for you, or, you know, places you are. You might not be sleeping at home, and or someone else might be gone, or you might be anticipating something. Or it could just be a mystery. You could say, I don't know why. I'm just having trouble getting to sleep. Yeah, not sure why. Trouble staying asleep. Yeah, not sure why. Waking up early and needing someone to put you back to sleep. It got you there, too. It can be used in all those ways and many more. So I'm not sure exactly what's keeping you awake. But, I mean, the key thing is a lot of times I can relate to how you feel. Like, even physically, I don't know if you could just felt that, but I do really try to put myself in your position, even those of you that are already like, this is not the podcast for me, and I'm going to, you know, one star right now. Usually that manifests in the same place, like behind my upper rib cage, in the center of my chest. That's one place that I say, when I can't sleep, it's not what keeps me awake, but it's like when I can't fall, like after I start to think about, I can't fall asleep. You know what I'm saying? There's a little activity there behind the old rib cage. And it's like some sort of emotional resonance. I don't know if that's actually a word, but where some of my, you know, feelings and organs are getting together and they're saying, Scoots, we're not happy about this either, this situation. We're a bit miffed, to say it mildly. So whatever's keeping me awake, here's my proposition. Here's the situation. Parents, like I say that at one out of three intros, parents went away on a week's vacation. But here's my proposition. I'm gonna try to create this safe place here. And you can hang those at the door, or you could bring in whatever's keeping you awake. I'll try to take your mind off of it and whatever's keeping you awake off of itself. Or off of you, saying, I got to get that human's attention. Got to shake the old rib cage. That's what you say. Wait, what's your job? Well, I'm the ultimate protector of you. Well, actually, I just project a few, well, projection. Whoops, holy Freud, you got me. I'll tell you what, Ultimate Projector Protector, could I get back to you in a second? Because I was going to tell the listeners, especially the new ones. So what I'm going to do is create a safe place. I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. The deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. So that means I'll go off topic, which you kind of already seen already. Word repetition. That's definitely a technique I've mastered. Or maybe that was a natural technique I've exploited. My natural tendency to reuse words in uhs and ahs and those kind of things. But if you're new, a few things to know. I really am glad you're here because I'd like to help if I can. Now, this podcast does not work for everybody, and definitely not everybody likes it. But see how it goes. Like, I don't say this in a way, I don't gain anything by this, but like that most listeners, almost, I guess like sometimes I want to say 99%, but maybe it's like 80, it's definitely over 80% that said I had to listen to it two or three times before I realized that there was kind of nothing to figure out. This podcast didn't make any sense. It makes so little sense. It makes perfect sense because I'm in the business of nonsense. But so give it a few tries and just see how it goes. But it does not work for everybody. I really wish it did. I really wish I could help everyone in the world fall asleep. Holy mackerel! I mean, because when I was a kid, the soda companies were the ones. You wouldn't believe this. Most of you that are listening. But, you know, that's, you say, Scoots, where do you learn all of your great things about life and humanity? I say, well, commercials that I watched as a kid, cartoons I watched as a kid, and sitcoms I watched as a kid. And once upon a time, there was a soda company, and they said, they put forth a proposition via song that if you could just buy everyone in the world a soda, that would be it. It'd be like a bliss city, worldwide bliss. And I think that's always stuck with me. I said one day, and I don't know, maybe there's probably a few people here in the U.S. that could easily buy the world a soda or two. But that was a song. It was really like, and they showed the whole globe in unity, in joy. It was a dream. Maybe it was some part of my brain said, you know, it's a commercial, right? And I said, well, you know, they also, the soda companies also are very, like, polar bears love them too. So I'm not sure you're exactly right. But I carry that dream with me that one day, I don't know what they called it. It was, talk about soft drink power, soft power. It was soft drink power. The soft drink revolution. It wasn't even, people were just so, they said, wow, this is great. And I think it all started as it always does with a child singing about, it was a love song to soda. I think the child loved soda and the world so much. And here's the thing, I love soda. I try not to drink it only one, like in over like one day period a week, or like a cheat day or whatever. But I fail at that too. But that's what I'm striving to do. But as a youth, that stayed with me. I guess that was my point. And now I wish I could just like lull the world a lull and you'd be drifting off in sleepy harmony or whatever. But this podcast doesn't work for everybody. That was my meandering way of saying that. I wish it did. Just like I wish I could buy, you know, if you don't drink a soda, I'd buy you something else. But I wish I could buy you one or something to say. Some of these that you could use too. Where was I? So if you're new, podcast doesn't work for everybody. This is a podcast you don't need to listen to. Now, there's a lot of people that do listen. And there's people that kind of listen. There's people that barely listen. And there's people that are finding new ways of like new ways of just barely listening at all. So you could kind of see how it goes. But if you're new, it's, if you're listening very closely and trying to follow along and figure stuff out, I mean, clearly, I think I've already made my case that I don't really need to be fully listened to. Because, you know, can't give everything I'm saying full credence. So you could kind of barely listen, almost like the soft focus of that sweet, sweet commercial, sweet, sweet dream that I had about the world being unified under the soda powers, the soda accords. So that's one thing. This is also a podcast, and it doesn't really put you to sleep. I'm more here to keep you company as you drift off. I'm your boar friend, your boar bud, your boar bae, your boar sib, your boar bestie, your boar bruh. I mean, one day, whatever people are saying now, and 3 years from now, I'll be saying that. So I'm here to keep you company, take your mind off of stuff as you drift off and walk at your side as you float away into dreamland. That's why the shows are about an hour, to give you plenty of time to fall asleep. There's no pressure to fall asleep, no pressure to listen. And as a matter of fact, if you can't sleep, I'm going to be here till the very end, because I do make this show like with a couple of kinds of listeners in mind. I mean, that one thing, I actually believe that by the show, the episodes being an hour and fully complete, that it somehow helps, you know, parts of those brain, part of your brain that's kind of active is kind of listen. I mean, don't let me puff up my ego too much, but those parts of your brain that are usually bugging you for some reason, you know, you might not like me that much, but those parts of your brain that are, that, you know, when you say, what's the purpose of that one tiny aspect of my personality? Who are we talking about? The protector, projector. You see, what is your job exactly? Well, I project the past onto the future in order to protect you. Or I project the future onto the present with an immediacy. Yeah, or I'll project, you know, our values onto somebody else and then do a comparison. It's not exactly, it feels like an exam, you know, those are my jobs, to keep you safe. You see, I don't know how any of that just trying to protect you, just doing my job. When were you invented, projector protector? Well, you know, I just came about one day, sprang into existence. Would you like to be in this episode coming up? Because I'm towards, maybe we could do it. Could we do an episode with you? Would you be comfortable with that? Well, I don't know. You're the one that's got to do the work. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe we could talk about that tonight. But usually those parts of our brains, they say, this Scoots, he makes a lot of mistakes. I better keep my eye on him. Let my human rest. The holy fallible. They love most, I call them brain bots, they've never seen anyone as, I get their mail, believe it or not. They say, I've never seen anyone as valuable as you. You don't even know how to use that word. And I say, well, you know, that's my job. Just doing my job. You know, I'm a performer. And then they laugh knowingly. And I say, well, I'm just doing I'm just doing the service I can. And they say, hey, you're making the most of what you got. Hardy. And I say, yeah. So what was my point, though? So the reason the episodes are about an hour is in case you can't sleep. I'm going to be here to keep you company, whether you're awake or asleep. So if you can't sleep, I'm here. If you listen all night, you know, these episodes are not perfect for all night listening. A lot of stuff on Patreon's a little bit better. I mean, that's a plug. But it's just a reality of, like, making the podcast, it has to have some support. But there are people that listen all night, and that's because maybe they're waking up. So I'm here when you wake up. So, you know, I'm just here for you in this way that I can be here for you, which is a strange way. I mean, I'm a strange person, and I'm here in a strange but well-intentioned way to keep you company and take your mind off stuff as you fall asleep. Structurally, if you're new, way too late to explain this to you, but I will. Show starts off with about 5 minutes of business, 5 to 6 minutes of business or so. Ideally, maybe I'm always trying to trim it as short as I can, but that's how we keep the podcast free for everybody. Then there's an intro. Now the intro, sometimes people get the intro in the business mixed up because the intro is mixed up. I just talk for about 12 to 20 minutes about the podcast and I'm here to kind of help you fall asleep and keep you company. But the real purpose of the intro is to give you time to wind down. Whether you're getting ready for bed or you're in bed and you're getting comfortable and kind of sinking in. The intro's where the day kind of fades away. And it's also where you can learn insights. You know, for all of you that are younger, you see, geez, I didn't really know about the time the soda companies, did they actually save the world, Scoots, or did they just try? And I say, wow, great question. Hopefully the world works out better in your hands than, you know, I don't know, maybe hopefully whatever you saw. I used to watch a lot of commercials. You get to skip a lot more than I do. But I'm not sure, but I'm here to help you fall asleep. So the intro is just a long-winded way of me trying to check in and tell new people about the podcast. But for regular listeners, what up, regular listeners? And all my pets that also listen to the podcast. I mean, you're not my pets, you're our pets. My fishes, what's up with the fishes in the room? Because you don't get enough, talk about Creedence Clearwater Revival. You put, I don't know what that means, fishes, but, I know you can't be petted, but you could be treated with, you could get attention. Also, all the other pets, sorry, I can't call all of you out. Not all of you are sleepy as the big two, cats and dogs. Who are great and deserve to be petted right now. But all you other pets are darn. Holy cow. Is this the cutest group of pets I've ever seen in the world? So I pander to pets, or acknowledge their greatness. What was I talking about? The intro. Oh, that's another part of the intro. So intro just helps you get ready, get comfortable, and start to drift off. Then we'll do a story. Originally, I thought this intro was going to be about something else, but apparently it'll probably be looking at our friend Projector Protector, just because I like saying that. And, yeah, I think that's it. I mean, then there's some thank yous at the end. There's also business between the intro and the show, the bedtime story. That's kind of just how, it's easier if when your hand hits the fridge tomorrow, you just say, oh, how do I support the show? But that's where the ads are. And I think that's it. I mean, I hope I can help you fall asleep. Give it a few tries. Try not to take this. If you're skeptical, totally makes sense. Almost every listener came here skeptical and doubtful. Of course you would be, but I'm really glad you're here, and I really hope I can help you fall asleep. I work very hard on the show. I yearn and I strive. Let's see how it goes, right? And here's a couple of ways we're able to keep this podcast free for everybody. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts you're thinking about, so things on your mind, from the past, present, or future, feelings, any emotions that might be coming up for you, feeling-wise, or physical sensations you're feeling. So thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, maybe changes in schedule, work routine, or just other stuff. It could be inside, it could be outside. could be seasonal, or it could be situated. Whatever it is that's keeping you up, I'm here to take your mind off of that. And here's what I propose to do. I'm going to try to create a safe place where you could set all that aside. Like I said, I'm going to smooth it. I'm going to pat it. I'm going to rub it down. I'm going to say safe place. And then I'm going to smooth it and pat it and rub it down again and then smooth it out and then pat it. Because that's what I do. I don't have that level of bed routine. But if I did have, I'd say, well, could you smooth that and pat, rub, like, shouldn't you pat it last? Smooth it, pat it, rub it down, say safe place, smooth it out, then do a welcoming pat. Okay, then what do you, establish a safe place. Another technique I'm going to use, I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use a lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, which is how my voice sounds, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. I'm going to go off topic. I'm going to get mixed up. Sometimes my mixed up words, like I realize those are real words, like boysenberry, which again is not spelled how I would think to spell it. And smell it? I don't know. And also, this is a fair question. Is that a real thing? Or is that one of the great corporate berries that have been, not, but I mean, is it a corporate berry? I mean, I've heard of boysenberry pie, but I didn't know if it was like boysenberry pie. Like, there's no berry, no berries are included in this pie, but it is delicious. And I say, well, it is delicious. So we'll come back to that. But yeah, basically, here's the thing. If you're a regular listener, thanks for coming back. So good to see you. Like, what should I do with your feet tonight? Okay, by the way, I like that. I'm really impressed. Okay, do you want your feet in or? Okay. What about 1 foot in, 1 foot out? What if I build a tent using your toes for airflow? And then if you decide you want full, like, then you could just pull your feet back and the tent will close. Okay. Yeah. Or I could do it with this book here and then you could just kick the book right out of bed and you could do, maybe that would be something empowering. Maybe that could be a new thing we all do. You see, hold on, Scoots. I thought you were introduced. Okay. Well, I'm just working with the new, usually I talk to the new listeners, but this is an idea for regular listeners. You say, okay, Scoots, this sounds like one of your wild ideas. It is. You take a book, preferably a hardcover book, you probably not unabridged, but you know, I'm thinking about something like one of those Reader's Digest abridged summaries of a bunch of books, because those are usually pretty sturdy. You know, or a Funkin' Wagnalls encyclopedia. You know, I can't get enough of saying Funkin' Wagnalls. And you set it up like in a A-frame situation. Parents went away on a week's vacation. Yeah, no, this is different. So at the foot of your bed, and then you use that A-frame as a superstructure to tent the end of your blankets. Then you could place your feet either on the air hole on the other side of the A-frame superstructure or on either side. You could decide. And what will that accomplish, Scoots? Well, one, airflow. Two, this is more important, actually, than the airflow. Gives you a feeling of control and options. Okay, Scoots, tell me more. Well, okay, so one, you know, okay, the bed, like, depending on what's at the foot of your bed, obviously got to think about that. Because I don't have a guest room. And when I set up my guest bed, it's actually at the foot of my bed. So I couldn't do this if I had a guest laying, like sleeping on a mattress on my floor. So just in case anybody's in that situation. So you have the book there, the bed book, now available from the Sleep With Me store. It's an old book that goes in your bed. It's a bed book. But so then you could say, okay, well, I like this, my feet, I like this feeling of airflow with my feet, or I can put my feet in, like you could put your feet out. You'd say, hey, Toesy Poos, you want to go look outside the out of the comforter and the blanket? Go on down there. Peek around. See what you see. And then they could come back. But then you could also, for a couple different reasons, you could say, well, I prefer to get my feet now fully enclosed in my comforter and blankets. You just kick that the book out of there. Or it could be something symbolic or less than symbolic where you say, you know what, this book is, I'm fed up with this airflow. And then you don't have to kick the book. You just push it forcefully out of your bed. Or it could be a way you could do, like, release some other feelings. If you have a partner that's sound asleep and snoring, you could say this pushing this like a forceful pushing of this book out of my bed symbolizes the strong feelings I feel. And now I'm ready for bed. It could be one more part of your bedtime routine. So that's just an option I thought of just now. Now, if you're a new listener, holy moly, I'm late to the game already. A couple of things to know, which maybe you figured out. This is a podcast that barely ever gets to any points, doesn't go anywhere, but it kind of does. It takes forever to get there. So if you're new, try to barely pay me any attention. And I know that's hard when you're new. Like, you really have to learn that, oh, wait, he's serious. He doesn't want us to pay any barely attention. We could pay attention to him. But we don't need to. And if you try to pay too much attention to me, that's when it's like it doesn't work out because they say, when is this show going to get started? Like, so just kind of loosely consume the podcast. Though this idea, I mean, like you might see me, you might see right through me. But for me, this could be, I mean, this is a free idea that could work for everyone. I mean, this is groundbreaking stuff for me, putting a book at the end of your bed. And it could be, you see, that's a free idea. You know, who else, I don't remember any of those other famous inventors or, you know, astronomers or whatever, philosophers. Maybe some of them gave their ideas away. You see, well, Scoots, I don't know if you could really put your ideas, you can't put a price on them. Right. You mean that's a priceless idea? No, it's just hard to put a price on that, the idea of putting a book at the end of your bed. So it's priceless. No, it's hard to price it. You'd say, well, it's a free idea. Yeah, maybe that's the right price. Okay, thanks. Oh, so barely pay any attention. So this is a podcast, one of the few podcasts you don't really need to listen to. That's one thing. The second thing to know is that this isn't really a podcast to put you to sleep. I'm here to keep you company while you drift off, not really to put you to sleep. I'm here to be at your bedside and to take your mind off of stuff and just be here talking and while you fall asleep. Like, I'm gently walking at your side while you drift off. And that's kind of why the shows are about an hour. It gives you plenty of time to fall asleep. And then if you can't sleep, you know I'm going to be here for you. I'm going to be here to the very end, episode after episode. So if you can't sleep, I'm here too. Or if you wake up or whatever. So those are a couple of things to know. Now, the other things, if you're new, that can throw new listeners off are a few things. The structure of the show. Like, so listening to the show, that throws people off right away. The idea that I'm here to put you to sleep and not really, that throws people off. Creaky dulcet tones and my inability to speak throw people off. So those are all natural reactions. Because I think I forgot to say this podcast does not work for everybody. I don't even think it works for the majority of people that listen to it for 1 to 3 times. But most regular listeners, which is a pretty big number of people, they said it took 2 or 3 tries. Now I listen every night, or now I listen whenever I need it. Because I realized all the stuff. Scoots was serious when we said don't listen to him. And it made sense when he said, well, your ideas aren't priceless, Scoots. They're just hard to price. Because what do you mean? Pre-disc. Yeah, we don't know whether to discount. I'm not discounting your ideas. I'm just wondering what the discount we would put on your idea when we price it. Like, how to build that in. Okay, that sounds familiar to other tangents I've been on. This probably is, Scooch. Probably those were hard to price, too. So those are, structure. That's the other thing that can throw new listeners off. So show starts off with a greeting. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, so that you know you're welcome here. And ideally, I can maintain the rapport and trust I'm trying to build to create a safe place, though I don't always achieve that. I'm not perfect. That's what I'm striving to do. So then there's business. So the business is about 4 to 8 minutes long of me rambling. Even the business, I try to get to the point. I try to make that a little bit flashier because that's how we bring you the show twice a week. Then after that is the intro, which is the intro is around from minute, like whatever, 6 to minute 20 or so. It could be from any of those minutes to any minutes in the, you know, but the intro is about 12 to 20 minutes, which we're already like probably 12 minutes into it. So we're going to be longer than 12 minutes tonight of me trying to introduce a podcast. 800, 900 times I've tried to do it and not successfully summed it up because it's hard to price. It's hard to describe. But the other thing for the regular listener is the intro is part of the show. It's part of their wind down routine. The whole thing is to ease you off into bedtime. So some people start listening as they're getting ready for bed and they're doing their wind down routine. Some people listen when they're in bed. Some people are listening during the day while they're working or whatever, when you need a break. But the idea is the intro slowly gives you some space from the day and like starts to relax you or distract you. And then we'll go into a bit. Then there's business after the intro. And then I'll do our seasonal series, episodically modular series, Odder Things. So that's the structure of, and then, then there's some thank yous. So that's the structure of the show. And then, yeah, some listeners skip the, like 2% of listeners start the show around 20 minutes. Then another like 2 or 3% of listeners, maybe up to 5, set a sleep timer for 30, 45, or 60 minutes. Some people listen all night, though I don't know if this version is the best. Like the Patreon versions are a little bit better to listen to all night. But so that's, you could kind of discover how you're going to consume the show. Like at first, just see how it goes. Like most listeners said, it didn't work the first time, didn't work the second time. I was skeptical. Then I realized I was skeptical for like, it's like, oh, my skepticism was paid off. For once, my skepticism paid off because I was skeptical and doubtful. And then I fell asleep. So that's it. I guess I was going to talk about boysenberries because I've heard that like term and you'd think it would have an O-I in there, but I think it's like a Y, B-O-Y or something, N-E-S or E-N-S, boysenberry. But I always feel like a boysenberry is like a marketing berry or like I said, a corporate berry. And then it makes me think of strawberry shortcake because she ran with a lot of berry-based creatures or beings. So I don't know if there was a boysenberry. But, you know, I always think of like the Belle Biv DeVoe song. So I would try to say, well, boysenberry rhymes with that. They're one of their more popular songs, but not spelled the same. So normally I would try to spell it B-O-I. Because then I'd say, da-da-da-da-da, in full effect. You ready? Yeah, I'm ready. Let me try to spell it. Listener, I must warn you that I can't spell that's normally how I spell everything. Where was I? So I'm not exactly sure. I mean, sure, I'll get messages after this. Oh, yeah, boysenberry's a real thing. I say, well, okay, in my mind, it looks like somewhere, and here's one thing you need to know about me. I'll eat raspberries, but I'm much more of a blackberry or those type of, that side of the berry family. I appreciate a raspberry. But I don't know, like, I think because I picked berries, you know, as a kid, there was some pricker bushes we had access to. And so we would pick those and eat those. So I don't know. Then I always think of like those like more wild blackberry type berries. So I don't know if a boysenberry is like either one of those. I mean, you know, you should know also, I'm a big pie. I love pies. Holy pie fan. Put me, you know, 3.14. Hold the phone because, you know, I'll have 3.14 pieces of pie. Make one cold, make one for breakfast, and a la mode, one with whipped cream, one with a la mode. So I don't know where my point was there either. Oh, boy. So I guess here's the thing. The reason I make this show is because you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a place of respite. And ideally, whether it's this podcast or something else, you do serve something that makes bedtime less stressful and maybe something you can feel neutral about or look forward to. And I hope the show can provide it, but I know it doesn't provide it for everybody. So if it doesn't, I hope you find something that works. The other reason I make the show is because I've been there. I know how it feels in the deep, dark night, tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep. So I just want to help because I know how it feels. And I know it feels L-O-N-L-E-Y sometimes for me. Or frustrating or whatever other words you would, like I can't spell. Or boysenberry. I can't say boysenberry because that's too many. Anyway, so I'm here. I appreciate you coming by and checking this show out. I work really hard. I yearn and I strive. I really want to help you fall asleep. And here's a couple of ways we're able to bring this podcast free on a regular basis. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights and press play. I'm going to do the rest. And what I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you, create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in time or temperature. Sorry, I got distracted. I seriously apologize, listeners. I don't know if you have this experience at bedtime or daytime, but you're doing one thing and then your mind goes to somewhere else. I'm leaning in right now. And like another part of my brain said, Scoots, what about that thing we had to get done? And part of me, and I'm not good, like, I can be honest with you. You might be a new listener. This might be new to you. Podcaster getting honest about his foibles. But yeah, one part of my brain just took off on me and said, it got my attention. It said, Scoots, we got to talk about this thing. And I said, and it started telling me all this stuff. While I was just talking there for the past like 14 seconds or so. And that's not really fair because I'm really here to pay attention to you and try to be in the moment. I kind of got sucked out of the moment there. So I'm going to kind of reset and then maybe we'll come back to this. We do with bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights and press play. I'm going to do the rest. That's right around. I'll go into what happened too. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights and press play. I'm going to do the rest. So what I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you reestablish it in this case, where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake. It could be things you're thinking about, past, present, or future, right? We just got an example of how that happens even during the day. But for me, it's at night, it's even more amplified. It could be feelings or emotions coming up for you. But I'm trying to have a grounded thing for me and say, hey, well, it's realistic, Scoots. You know, everybody gets just spun out and distracted, even sleep podcasters. So you can't be having feelings about anything, though. And they might just be coming up. You don't even know where they came from. And I'm here to keep you company through that. It could be physical sensations. Whatever it is that's keeping you awake, I'd like to take your mind off of that and keep you company as you drift off. And that's my job. Now, if you're new, before I get to the distractions, distracting you with my distractions, let me set up a couple things for you if you're new, because this podcast is very different and it could throw new listeners off. Understandably, you might be coming to this show skeptical or doubtful or confused. And those are all legitimate ways to view this podcast at first, because it is different. Of course, if you can't sleep or you have trouble sleeping, you say, what is this person going to put me to sleep or doing what? Or what are they up to? Or, you know, that's totally normal. Also, I have creaky, dulcet tones and pointless meanders. Did I say that? Am I so distracted? That's how I do this. I create a safe place by sending my voice across the deep, dark night using lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones and pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. So that's not everybody's cup of tea at first. Now, most listeners say, give it a few tries and see how it goes. And the best way to listen to this podcast is to barely not listen, or mostly barely pay attention. Just imagine we're out of focus a little bit. You're saying, Scooch, you're coming at, like, I don't really need to, like, yeah, you don't have to hold my words in your ears. You could just let them bounce off. I call it reflective listening. You know, there's active listening and all that stuff. Reflective listening, I think this is the only example other than when you're not, like, other than, like, I'm sure there's people that are, like, intentionally reflective listening, but those are people on a mountaintop or under a Bodhi tree. But this is, like, for regular, everyday people, you just let my words bounce off your eardrums. You say, okay, brain, don't worry about, you don't have to turn the synapses off or whatever they're called, the ganglias or whatever. But, you know, just turn it down. You know, you let those words hit my eardrums that Scooch is saying. And, you know, turn your interpretation and your understanding, you know, bring it down to whatever. Put it on, we don't necessarily have sleep mode, but, you know, passive mode. Because imagine if you told somebody, oh, I want to try to listen to you passively. They'd say, especially if it was someone that you're supposed to listen to, they'd say, what do you mean passive listening? So this is a bit like that, but it's like sounds better. You say, well, it's like reflective listening. Oh, you're going to reflect back what I'm saying? Well, actually, literally, I will be doing that, but I'm not exactly sure where the sound waves will go. I'll be reflecting your sound waves or my eardrums. My whole body actually reflects sound waves. I learned this, from YouTube or something. But we'll be reflecting your sound waves. What was the question? Oh, it's supposed to new listeners. So kind of give it a few tries, kind of see how it goes. But you don't really need to listen to me. Sometimes this podcast really throws people off when they're expecting it to get somewhere or for things to start happening. Or for it to develop or go someplace. It will eventually barely go someplace, but we're more like a floating leaf on a slow-moving stream than, you know, some sort of action, you know, say, like where you say, oh boy, wow, that's some current really moving that leaf. I say, well, no, I don't know, the leaf's going, is the leaf even, so... It could kind of barely listen, and here's the other paradoxical thing. I'm not really here to put you to sleep. I'm here to keep you company. And so there is no pressure to fall asleep. I'm here to serve you in a strange way by just talking and keeping you company. And then you can fall asleep whenever you want. So ideally, you don't even notice. That's the whole goal of the show. I take your mind off stuff. At some point, you fall asleep. I'm walking at your side. You know, we're up on the clouds or whatever. You say, you pretend, you know, you're reflectively listening. Scoots. Okay. Yep. Podcast puts me to sleep. And then you drift off. That's the goal of the show. Now, here's the other thing. If you can't sleep, I'm going to be here till the end to keep you company. So that's the other side of it is if you can't sleep, I'm here. Cause some listeners just can't sleep or you're waking up or you need a break during the day. I'm here for you. The show's complete. It's just a kind of complete that you don't need to listen to really. Unless you need to or want to. So podcast you don't need to listen to, and it's a podcast to put you to sleep that really more is here while you fall asleep. A sleep offering instead of a sleep solution, sometimes I say. So that's that. Oh, structurally, this can also throw new people off, so I want to acknowledge it. The show starts off with a greeting. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends beyond the binary, and in these episodes, trees and multiforms. Then we have business, and that's how we keep the podcast coming to you twice a week. Then there's an intro, And normally, it's the intro that throws people off. Sometimes people think that the business lasts the whole intro, but the business is just a portion at the beginning of the show. Then there's an intro, which is really long. It's about 12 to 20 minutes long. And it's me kind of keeping you company and just talking and introducing the podcast. And about 2% of regular listeners skip the intro. And everyone else, when you become a regular, at first it's to introduce you to the podcast and to kind of get an idea of what you're in for, which is not much, a leaf floating on a barely moving stream. But if you become a regular listener, what it kind of happens is you say, oh, okay, this is how I like to consume sleep with me. And some examples of that are starting the podcast as you're getting ready for bed, whether it's brushing your teeth or changing your clothes or turning down your bed or, doing some other bedtime activities that are chill, like sitting or laying or knitting or hooking. I've seen some people do something like knitting, but it's hooking. Maybe you're playing hooky and you say, well, I'm just going to take the day off and take a nap. That's awesome. Or maybe you're doodling or, I don't know, whatever it is. Maybe you're petting your animal and they're drooling, because I almost said drooling. Or some people are in bed and they start the podcast and as they're getting comfortable and getting settled. So the whole idea of the intro is to ease you into bedtime with something that's kind of familiar and comforting, but also different every time, because my brain constantly adapts to sleep stuff and it says, okay, this is not, might work for me once. But I guess my philosophy of sleep with me is that it's different every time to get by those parts of you. And I think the beginning of the show is a perfect example of that, but I'll come back to that. But so that's the intro. So it could throw people off. Then there's business between the intro and the show. That's just part of podcast structure. Then we'll be talking about an episode of Doctor Who, series season 3, episode 2, Shakespeare Code, the Shakespeare Code. But it'll be very, if you've seen the episode, you'll say, wow, that was not much. That had Shakespeare and the Doctor and Martha in it. Other than that, I don't know how accurate it was. And if you haven't seen it, don't worry. It'll be like a bedtime story. And actually a really nice one. You got Martha, the Doctor, and Shakespeare in it. So you say, okay, I don't know who two of those three people are, but it sounds somewhat bedtime and story and I say, you got it. That's what I'm here for. Then there's some thank yous at the end of the show. So that's the structure of the show. The reason I make the show is twofold. One, you deserve a good night's sleep. I want you to know that. And I'm here to try to provide that if I can, because you deserve it. Your world will be a better place. Your life will be a little bit better. You'll be rested. And our greater world will be a better place. So you deserve a good night's sleep. The other reason I make the show is because I've been there and I know how it feels. And if I can relieve that for any of you or reduce it, that's my honor. And that kind of leads into, I have a person, I have one of those brains that's going a mile a minute, and it's not always productive, and also needs a little bit, it's constantly adapting. And so even tonight I said, okay, well, I'm going to start the podcast intro, and I started doing it, and I got to this familiar part, and then I remembered someone wrote something on Reddit that was funny in a positive way, and people were kind of going back, like, oh, good thing, Scoot, I like it when Scoot says press play, don't forget to turn out the lights, and I was thinking about that in a positive way. Then my brain said, what about that other stuff you got to finish getting done later? And I said, oh, yeah. And I said, well, here's what I think. This is why I was talking. I mean, that was like a part of the podcast that's kind of rote memory anyway, but that doesn't excuse it. It's just important. It doesn't mean it's wrong. It just means I fell out of focus there. And then it said, it was talking about this YouTube video I made to explain something about the Patreon feed to patrons. And I said, okay, this is what you got to do to improve that. And so then I started thinking, okay, then we'll do this and we'll do this. We got to get it done. And then I realized that I was spun out like editing a YouTube video while I was trying to talk to you. And that's why I acknowledge and apologize, because I said, wait a second, excuse me, to do brain. I got to get back to the listener who's trying to fall asleep. And that, you know, sometimes I'm in a calm spot like I am today, an embracing and accepting spot, and I can say, hey, I know you want to get that done, and that's a concern of ours for later. Let me focus on the moment right now. And this person we're trying to help fall asleep, I respect that you want to get that done later. But I'm going to return to this moment. I'm going to let this person know what happened and just see how it goes. At nighttime, that conversation does not go that well. Also, there's like probably 40 or 50 voices. And some of them are from the far past and the far future, or fictional futures and pasts, saying, oh boy, wait till this, you know. And so I know how it feels. So when you say, well, I just want to go to sleep here, could you give me a break? And the idea of the podcast is that's a tool in that, to say, hey, let me take you, just listen to me, and I'll kind of take up your brain space here. But it has to be, in my opinion, a little bit different every time. Because there's something about that, going through that, that I wasn't in the moment and I knew what I was going to say for the next 45 seconds, that my other part of my brain said, let's run with this. I got a memo for you to read. So I don't know. I mean, the other thing is, if you're regular listeners, you hear it. Like, this podcast is always incrementally evolving. And I'm growing as a person. So it really is an honor for me to make this show, because not only do I know how it feels, I don't know, like in serving you in some small way, it gives me great meaning, but it also gives me a lot of growth opportunities that I might not necessarily have. So I don't know, I'm here to try to take your mind off. So if you're new, yeah, the show's very different, but give it a few tries. There's nothing really to lose. It's a free podcast, right? And just see how it goes. And maybe the podcast doesn't work for you, but you say, well, I did like the doodling. And then maybe you try out another sleep podcast or something else. So just see how it goes. I really do want to help. I really appreciate you coming by. I work hard. I yearn and I strive. And I really hope I can help you fall asleep. Thanks again. And here's a couple of ways we're able to bring you this podcast for free. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever is keeping you awake, thoughts, you know, so things on your mind that you're thinking about from the past, present, or future. Usually for me, it's like thinking about stuff in the future that has related to, that could happen in the future, that's because of the past, that I need right now to, like, very little present, except for presently, you need to think about this stuff and really remember it in visceral detail. So thoughts, so those are some thoughts that go through my mind. Feelings, emotions could come up from those thoughts. They could just be there from the day or long, you know, they could just be there. Emotions are another way to say it. And then physical sensations that could be keeping you up. It could be other stuff too. Changes and noises, work routine, life routine. Maybe too much poutine. You know, you say, oh boy, I had too much of that is that how you say it, poutine? Suddenly I'm like, oh boy, did I say that incorrectly? I don't know. Maybe that would probably help you fall. So you say, that's a comfort food, Scoots. I say, oh boy, it is, I think. But so whatever's keeping awake, it could be any of those things. It could be something else. What I'm here to do is create a safe place and take your mind off of that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to smooth the safe place. I'm going to pat the safe place. I'm going to rub it down. All in enticing, inviting, you say, oh boy, that looks like Scoots is putting some work in there. Create a real nice, safe place. And then what I'll do is I'll send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'll use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. Oh, so creaky. Pointless meanders, superfluous tangents. So I'll go off topic. I'll go on tangents and then, get distracted. and lots of filler words and stuff like that. So let me see if you're new. I'm here to keep you company while you drift off is the summary of really my job. Well, first, my first job, if you're new, is to earn your trust or your mild, I want to earn your trust in such a way that you forget I'm here. Talk about trustworthy, but in a way you say, well, I don't need to really think about you at all. How come there's not more relationships like that? Tell me about, like, maybe that would be a little bit, well, what are you looking for? Well, someone that forgets I'm around, except when of course there's times I would like to be remembered. But when I say I'm your boyfriend or your boy bae or your boy cuz or your boy sib or your boy bestie, that's really what I'm looking for in our relationship here, is to say, well, just forget I'm there. Don't even bother acknowledging me. And then that'll make me very happy. That would be a passive aggressive way. Usually nanas say that. Oh, just don't pretend I'm here at all. Except when I groan in displeasure at what that you're not acknowledging me. And and don't pay attention to the advice I give you. Oh, no, no, no. That's what the nana in my mind says pretty much 24 hours a day. But I've learned to prioritize other voices. Because she doesn't really mean that, right? She says, don't listen to what I said about you, about first grade, second grade, third. Don't, oh, no. Don't think about what I'm talking to right in your ear. Just ignore me. But she really means pay full attention, because by going and saying hello to someone, it could unlock total consequence for the universe. Okay, but what was my point? Let's see. If you're new, don't pay any attention to me. That's the first thing about this podcast. It's a podcast you barely need to listen to. So you can kind of let me be background noise. I say, I want to be your background noise. I don't want to be, I'm not looking for it to be the number one person. You say, what are the podcasts you can't forget about? And then you make a list and you say, oh, I forgot about Sleep With Me. I listened to that 8,000 hours last year. Totally forgot. That's when I say, well, if you listen to, if you forgot about me, but you actually use the podcast, no problem. Now that you remembered, spread the word, but cool. So it's a podcast you don't need to listen to. And that's really the best way if you're new. I know there's a temptation to pay attention or wait for the podcast. You say, when's it getting started? I say, well, I'm here. I'm here keeping you company right now. So it's a podcast that never really gets started, and peters, but once it gets going, it peters out right after that. And most of the time I'm chasing around Peter's cat. I'm saying, does Peter have a cottontail? Because I'm trying to catch up with it. Because I saw, where goes Peter's cottontail? Which way's a bunny trail? Because I don't know, I don't even know what to look for in a bunny trail. Also, are there that many bunnies around here that use the same, that no one else uses that trail? It's just a bunny trail? Okay, so don't pay attention, barely listen to me. That's one thing. The other thing is there's a lot of sleep podcasts now, but this is the one sleep podcast that's not here to put you to sleep. I'm here to keep you company. That's really my job. I'm here to keep you company and take your mind off of stuff, and ideally you drift off, at your leisure. So I'm here to take your mind off stuff. And then if you can't sleep, I'm going to be here either way. So you say, well, I can't sleep. I'm saying, no problem. I'll be here before you tonight. I'll be talking about stuff and distracted by Peter's cottontail and my nana. Is there any sort of plant called the Peter's cottontail or a coral? They say, oh yeah, that coral structure is known as the Peter's cottontail or Peter's cottontail. There's got to be, right? I got Peter Cott. You say, what was that? What was it when they put out that new version of that game with the person with the red light nose, operator? What they said, operator 2.0. There was Peter's cottontail. They say, you got to get that out of there with the tweezers. Okay, so I thought, so don't listen to me. I'm here to barely put you to sleep, to take your mind off stuff, to be your bore bud. And that's why the show's about an hour, to give you plenty of time to drift off. So those are two things to know. The other things to know, oh, structure of the show. That's another good thing for you to know. And it's interesting because this is episode 900. I think probably it's episode 900. Not 100% sure about that. And this structure of the show has developed over 900 episodes since 2013. It's slowly evolved to this, very slowly. Though if you're new or you listen to old episodes, you say, well, some people it feels the same. Some people it feels like a very big difference. But the show hopefully is always getting, you say, it's like microscopically getting better. And you'd say, Scoots, is there something smaller than a microscopic improvement? And I'd say, yeah, probably like a, electron, you see, like electron microscopically getting better. Okay, that fits more. Yes, our show is like we take the microscopic analogy down to the electron and the way I improve things. You know, one day I'll put it together enough electrons that you'll say, "Holy cow, you got yourself a." Some sort of, I don't know, you might have enough to spin them around something. I say, don't worry, there's infinite dark matter in there, maybe. So, so the structure of the show, it's slowly developed, but it definitely can throw people off. So if you're thrown off or you're skeptical or you're doubtful, totally normal reaction. Because this podcast is so different and structurally it's different. Show starts off with a greeting. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends beyond the binary. And even that slowly developed around the show because I want everybody to feel seen and welcome. So, you know, okay, this person's trying to make a safe place. So that's one. Then there's business. That's the way, so you say, oh, it's free too. So I don't have to pay for, it's optional. This is what you say. This podcast actually works for millions of people, and it's optional to pay for it versus being behind a paywall or something because of the sponsors. So the sponsors are next. We do the business up front. That's like a few minutes. Then there's about a 12 to 20-minute section I call the intro, which we're like 10 minutes into now. So it's a little late to tell you that, but... where I explain what the podcast is, and it takes me a long time, and it introduces you to the creaky dulcet tones, the pointless meanders, the superfluous tangents, me, my, you know, I come with a lot of stuff. I'm a bit different. So you can kind of get a sense, you say, okay, this podcast is a bit different. We like this, yeah, I don't know, what's the opposite of an electron microscope? When you say a bit different, I think you spend too much time on your electron microscopic improvements. So that's the intro. The intro for the new listener is supposed to introduce you to it, but it also is like this podcast doesn't work for everybody, but also takes a while to get used to. So out of all those regular listeners, most of them said, hey, it took two or three tries for me to get used to the podcast. So kind of see how it goes. But then as you become a regular listener, like 2% of regular listeners skip the intro. They start the show at 20 minutes and they just go from there. But 98, 97% of the rest of the listeners, they use the intro in different ways. But it kind of serves the same purpose. It's either part of their wind down routine or their falling asleep routine. So some people start it before they get into bed. Some people start it while they're at work, while they need a break. Some people start it in bed, but it eases you into bedtime, drifts you away from the day. So that's the idea, the intro. Then there's business between the intro and the show. That's just how podcasts are structured. So that's that. Then tonight we'll be doing a 900 look back. We'll just look at a type of episode we've done, real-time recipes. And we'll just take a look back at like those type of shows in a fun way. So it'll be real, like a bedtime story based on, like not a recap show, but a look back show. But really, you could sleep right through it. But if you don't, if you can't sleep, I'll be here and it'll be mildly interesting. And then the show closes with some thank yous and good nights because those are the people that made it possible to be here. And I appreciate that. So that's the structure of the show. I think that's it for new listeners. Like, yeah, like I said, I kind of grow on you. You know, when you, like, I don't know if trees say this, but they say, well, that moss is pretty nice. So that's grown on me like moss. Took forever. At first, you know, the other tree said, yo, what's that green stuff growing on you? Did you step on a frog or something? They said, no, I'm a tree. I've been here, you know, 800 years. Oh, well, you got some green, like, fur growing on you. What, on the east side or the west side or the north side or the south side? I don't know. I'm a tree. Do I look like I have a compass? I mean, I know, but I'm being humorous. But yeah, I don't know what they, and you say, well, I can't see it. What's on my rear? Can't turn around. Also, I'm a tree, so I don't really have ocular input devices or whatever those humans call those things, or birds have them too. But then, you know, I don't know if trees' time passes like for elves or something, but then you say, wow, this has a lot of good properties. One, I got a whole nother biome going. Gives me somebody to talk to. Cooling. Nice to, you know, nice to touch. You know, leprechauns go and take naps on it sometimes, which is, you know, interesting, good to watch and listen to. And sprites do too, and some other forest friends. So that's cool. And it gives me some, you know, I don't know, it gives me some flair, like from that movie. You say, well, now I have, like, I got moss. So I don't know. So that's a plus. I don't know how we got there with moss. I really have no idea where that came from. Oh, I'll eventually, for most listeners, I grow on them in their sense of taste. That's a metaphor. But for some people, they just don't like the podcast, or me. You don't have to give it a second try, but I would say give it a few tries just to see if it helps, because I make the show. I made the show 900 episodes, so that's probably somewhere maybe 18 to 20,000 hours I've worked just on the production side of the show. I'm just guessing. But that's probably around at least 18,000 hours. I put that effort in because I care, because I've been there. I know how it feels in the deep, dark night, tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, all those things. And so that's one reason. Another reason is you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve some rest, whether it's this podcast or something else, or like fans, another sleep podcast, you know, meditation, whatever it is. You deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a place of respite, and the world needs that. We need you rested so that you can flourish and live your life more fully, and it just will be better for everybody. If you got a little more space to be you. So that's why I make the show. So I really hope it can help you, but it doesn't work for everybody. So give it a few tries. I really appreciate you checking the show out. And then to everyone that's been here, whether you started the show in 2013, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, or 20, or you're listening in 2021 or 2022, what up? I hope it's sweet out there. You know, thank you so much. I'm so happy I get to help you, and thank you for helping me. I've grown and changed as a person a lot. I've slowly, again, whatever's less than an electron microscope, improved who I am, because the example you as a listener set for me with your kindness and support. And this really does feel like one of those rare two-way streets. I guess like the tree and the moss. You could be the tree, I'll be the moss, or you could be the moss, I could be the tree. And I guess if I was a tree, then my Nana would live up there. She'd be some sort of bird or something, or a squirrel. So I'm glad you're here. Again, appreciate your time. I work very hard. I yearn and I strive because I want to put you to sleep. And here's a couple of ways I'm able to do that for you twice a week. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed too. Now I have if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only. And then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcast, iCatcher, Pocket Casts. And on Android, you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in this, my app is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out. And that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all-intro episode came out. And then we had... March is a bonus episode. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like we're getting ready, big announcement if I haven't made it anywhere. We're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode 1 of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off. And episode 10... Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series, I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4, And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever needed support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. So if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like, you don't need support, but if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these, this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, or, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in the, at the end of the free show too. But yeah, like this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback, feedback@sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support, support at supercast.com. And good night.